hope this is the right place. Oh gosh, I'm so nervous. Please be home. Hi, it's me. No, just me. Police? No, I didn't call the police. I want to come in and talk to you. I have things I need to say. Thank you. No, I'm not angry. I mean, I guess I am, but not angry at you. I blame myself. My brain is just so scrambled right now. I don't really know what to think. How am I supposed to feel? What? Why am I talking to you? Who else am I going to talk to? I can't talk to my friends, my family, even my therapist. If I were to go to my mom and ask her how I'm supposed to feel after being raped, she'd drag me to her car and drive me to the police station to file a report and get you arrested. No, I don't want that. I just want to talk. To help sort out how I feel. Could we just... I mean... Could you just sit down with me and... listen? You don't have to say anything. I feel responsible for what happened, and I want to give my side of the story. Oh, yes, that's fine. I can just sit on the couch. Drink? Probably not a wise idea. I'll take a bottle of soda or water or whatever, if that's okay. Thanks. You don't have to sit that far away. I know you're worried. Maybe you regret what happened. But I'm not scared of you. It's okay, really. I spent hours this morning trying to figure out what happened. How I got to that point last night. Why I pushed you like I did. The only way I can explain it is... like... when I was little, I had Barbie dolls. I had Barbie, three of her friends, and a Ken. Ken got blamed for everything. I would have Barbie yell at him, tell him he has to stay home and wash the dishes, and she was going to go out with her friends and have fun. I don't know why. Just... made me feel powerful, I guess. Being the god of a pretend little world. But I'm way ahead of myself. Sorry, like I said, my brain is scrambled. Anyway, the party. I only knew one person, a coworker, that invited me to come along. She was always busy talking to someone else. She had no time for me. So I drank more than I should have, just for something to do. And then I noticed you, off by yourself, swiping through something on your phone. You were cute and obviously shy. Something inside me just said to go for it. I walked right up to you and kissed you. No hello. I didn't even ask your name. I meant it just to be a quick peck on the lips, just to get your attention, but you reacted and then so did I. Next thing I knew, my fingers were in your hair and your tongue was in my mouth. It was such a thrill, making out with a complete stranger. I knew I had to change something. Things were happening way too fast. I needed to slow down. I know what I should have done. I should have just broke off the kiss, stayed close to you, talked with you, introduced myself, and learned something about you. You know, just a little step back. But that's not what happened. I stopped the kiss, and then suddenly all my courage was gone. I spun around and walked away. I felt like I had to hide. I was so embarrassed by what I'd done. I practically ran to the bathroom to hide and collect my wits. I just waited inside for a couple minutes, and when I came back out, you were standing right there, looking at me, with fire in your eyes. I could see how I'd affected you. You were trying to hide it, but you were totally turned on. That's when I felt it. I felt that power, like I'd done that to you. I'd made you hard. You wanted me. And I was in complete control of you. Suddenly, you were the Ken doll. I wanted that rush of control. I wanted to control you completely. I don't remember exactly what all I did over the next hour. I know I rubbed my body up against you multiple times. I wanted to make sure that you were still nice and hard for me. But then, I'd just pretend I had no interest in you and walk away. When you followed me, it was such a rush to feel that desire, that control. I knew you were getting frustrated. You tried making conversation, and I just talked with others instead. When you gave up and left, I would track you down, kiss you even harder, stroke you through your pants, anything to make you focus on me. My friend had seen what I was doing and told me there was a guest bedroom we could take for a while. She winked at me. I was so embarrassed, but also very excited. I didn't hesitate. I grabbed you by the wrist and took you straight there and locked us in. I was ready to escalate things. Without a word, I dropped to my knees and unbuttoned your pants. I took you into my mouth just as fast as I could. And then you moaned. That sound, the feeling of power, of control, was taken to a whole new level. I was in total control of your body. I kissed, sucked, and stroked. I did whatever I could to make you respond. Whenever I felt you tense up and start breathing faster, I'd slow down or just stop completely. I didn't want it to end. I didn't want you to finish ever. I wanted you to lust for me, and nothing else. At one point, I thought maybe I'd gone too far, waited too long. I was sucking you, and you started to shake. You were whispering, "Fuck, fuck, fuck." It was so damn hot, and I stopped abruptly. and just stared at your cock while it quivered and throbbed. You tried to grab it to finish yourself off, but I pushed your hands away and just watched it. When I looked up and saw your face, you were so angry, so frustrated. Without meaning to, I'd become a horrible tease. The worst kind. I felt ashamed of myself. I decided to give it one more try. And this time, I'd finish you off and leave you happy and satisfied. So I took you in my mouth again, this time looking up and watching your face. I saw that look of bliss, like you were relieved to finally be getting what you wanted from me. I was happy with myself again. I felt playful, even. So I stopped, stood up, and said, "Well, that's enough." And I turned to leave. I was just playing, I swear. It was just a joke. I wasn't really going to leave you like that. And then you grabbed me. Your hand felt like a steel clamp on my arm. I looked at you with a coy smile on my face, but you weren't smiling. Your face was red with rage. I went from playful to terrified instantly. And you said something, but I didn't really hear it because you picked me up and threw me face down on the bed. It all happened before I could even react. You grabbed my pants and yanked them down to my knees. You'd grabbed my panties too, but they didn't slide down. They just shredded apart at the seams when you pulled. And then you were on me, with your whole weight, pushing my face down into the pillow. And then I could hear you. You said something like, "I don't think so, you fucking bitch tease." I remember thinking that I agreed with you. I felt like a bitch and a tease. Your hands were on my shoulder blades. My arms were pinned under me. I was totally helpless. I don't know why I didn't see it coming, but I was absolutely shocked when you slammed your cock into me. I was so insanely wet from all the teasing I was doing. It seemed to take no effort at all. But you shoved into me with such violence. And you were so angry. I could feel it. You were pissed and taking it out on me. You slammed into me over and over. It hurt a lot, I'm not gonna lie. It was the sexual equivalent of being punched with a fist. It really hit home how helpless I was. I had gone from feeling godlike, full of power, in complete control, to the absolute opposite. I didn't even have the power to turn my head and take a deep breath. Between your weight on my back and the pillow on my face, I could barely breathe at all. I was starting to panic. I realized you could kill me easily. My life was literally in your hands. I had no power at all. It had all been an illusion. I felt so helpless, and I felt like it was all my fault. It was like I had been taunting a stray dog and it eventually had enough and bit me. I was thinking, I'm an idiot. What did I think was going to happen? I can't really explain it, but I finally just let go. I accepted that I was helpless, that you were in complete control of me, my life, my body. In that moment, there was nothing left for me to do but just lay there and take it. And then I came. It was so powerful. I think my orgasm pushed you over the edge too. My whole body tensed up and shook, and then I think I passed out for a minute. Next thing I knew, my head was turned and I was gasping for air. You were standing next to the bed with your back to me, pulling your pants up. You walked out the door and slammed it behind you. I laid there for a long time. My thoughts and my emotions were completely scrambled. They have been ever since. That's why I'm here. I can't sort it all out. I feel a little bit of everything, honestly. Angry, happy, hopeless, satisfied, disappointed in myself, insanely horny. It's such a mindfuck. I shouldn't have enjoyed it, should I? I mean, I really did. A while after you left, I could feel wetness, so I reached down to see if I was bleeding. It was only cum from both of us. I licked my fingers, then went back for more. I couldn't help it. It was so erotic. I tried to finger myself, and it hurt in a bad way. So, instead, I played with my clit until I came again. Yes, seriously. More than anything, I wanted you to come back and do it again. I waited on the bed with my bare ass sticking up in the air for a while, just hoping you'd walk back in. Instead, my friend knocked and asked if I was okay. I tried to pull my clothes on real quick, but she just walked in. I was embarrassed, sure, but she guessed roughly what had happened between us. We talked for a bit. I couldn't tell her, you know, the details. But I told her it was really good. She said you were really hot and she couldn't blame me. She was totally floored when I mentioned that I didn't know your name. She didn't either, but said she was pretty sure you lived nearby. After I got myself together, we decided to call it a night. She pointed out your car in the driveway as we left, and that's how I knew where to find you. My panties were ruined, so I went the rest of the night without them. Here, I brought them with me. You should have them. Keep them as a reminder. Yeah, you're just as bewildered as I am right now, aren't you? I hope you haven't been panicking all day, worried about the repercussions. I mean, obviously this isn't licensed to do whatever you want to any girl. I can't speak for everyone else, but I can tell you that you're free to do that to me again. Anytime. I won't tell anyone. Oh my god, yes. me down. I'm still going to struggle. I want to feel how strong you are. How helpless I am. I wore sweatpants for you this time. Please don't tear them. Shit. Oh. At least I didn't wear panties for you to ruin. I'm fighting you, but don't stop, please. Oh, yes, I'm already wet. You don't have to finger me. Oh, that does feel good. Quit playing around and fuck me. I can't breathe. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I feel you stretching me out. Filling me. But why are you being gentle now? Harder, you asshole. Don't go easy on me. Oh, God. I can feel the building. This is so intense. It's too much. I'm getting tunnel vision. I'm going to die. Please let me come first.
Stop.
Ow. Still don't know your name. No, don't tell me. I think it's better for both of us. I hope you've enjoyed me. Come again. Anytime.